Governor Andrew Cuomo, seeking a third term in office, is facing challenges from both the left of his party and from a new Republican candidate. But the two candidates, Cynthia Nixon and Mark Molinaro, share a common theme. They say they're nicer than Cuomo. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Actor and progressive Democratic candidate Cynthia Nixon says Governor Cuomo is more than simply a hard-charging type of politician and is essentially a tyrant.
We've all seen it. Andrew the bully. He bullies other elected officials. He bullies anyone who criticizes him.
Nixon's also brought up the recent bribery conviction of the governor's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, whom Cuomo regarded as a brother.
We have a governor whose chief aide was not accused of corruption, was actually convicted of it.
Nixon believes that more money needs to be spent on the state's poorest schools and that the wealthy should pay more taxes. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who announced his candidacy April 2nd, has a different philosophy on many policies. He thinks taxes need to be cut and that businesses need more freedom from regulations to create jobs. But he agrees with Nixon in his assessment of Cuomo's temperament, and he too highlights the string of corruption trials taking place involving former Cuomo associates.
The ability to do things both big and small has been infused with cynical political calculation and compromised by a culture of corruption. Too often, the tone coming from the governor's office is angry and divisive. The language is crude and offensive.
Both Nixon and Molinaro are highlighting women's rights as an issue, and they criticize the governor's private budget meetings with three male legislative leaders, where the state's new sexual harassment policies were also decided. Molinaro says it's time for a more open government.
And we will change the way we do business in this very city to include more stakeholders, more citizens, and finally end four men in a room.
Nixon says it's astonishing to most people that only men were in the meetings to devise the sexual harassment policies, including a legislative leader who's accused of sexual harassment, Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein. Klein denies the charges.
Why should we settle for sexual harassment policies that are being discussed behind closed doors without a single woman present?
Cuomo has not directly addressed Nixon's campaign. He's preferred instead to have surrogates, including some union leaders, stick up for the governor. They've called Nixon a phony progressive with zero government experience. The governor did have a response for Molinaro when he was asked by reporters about the Republicans' entry into the race.
Look, they want to run a Trump mini-me in New York. Good luck. This state rejects Trump's philosophy, his values.
Molinaro is actually not an enthusiastic Trump supporter. He did not vote for Trump for president, but says he understands why some New Yorkers admire him. And in keeping with his campaign theme, Molinaro did not answer Cuomo's attack with a counterpunch. He instead borrowed a line from Democratic former First Lady Michelle Obama.
I think people deserve an elevated dialogue. So when he goes low, I'll go high.
Cuomo's supporters say the governor will be judged on his record, not his temperament. It includes approving same-sex marriage and more recently raising the minimum wage and enacting paid family leave, as well as pushing through some of the strictest in the nation gun control measures. Polls so far show Cuomo well ahead of his challengers. He also has $30 million in his campaign funds, plenty of money to run television ads and negatively define his opponents when the time comes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.